So you decide to make your own tzitzis. Maybe not the smartest idea if you don't know what you're doing, but you take your strings and you attach them onto the beged, but you realize you forgot to say l'shem tzitzis when you attach them. So are your tzitzis still kosher or not? Can you wear them? Can you not wear them? Are you supposed to make a bracha? So the Gemara in Menachos says, Am Rebbe Yehuda Marav, minolan with tzitzis bekusim shupsua. How do we know that tzitzis for kusim, which are essentially non-Jews, are pasul? Shnemar dabrel b'nei Yisrael, v'yosu em tzitzis, make for them tzitzis, b'nei Yisrael, v'lo akusim. Shem spoke to b'nei Yisrael, make tzitzis not, only to b'nei Yisrael, shem tzitzis not kusim. What does this mean? What is a non-Jew making tzitzis? What's going on over here? That's point number one we need to clarify. Also, it's not clear from this Gemara. Let's say a Jew makes tzitzis, but it's not l'shem tzitzis. Is it kosher or not? Says the Rambam on this Gemara, or explaining this Gemara, tzitzis she'asa so kusi, if a tzitzis is made by a kusi, a non-Jew, pasul, it's pasul. Shenemar, it says, dabra b'nei Yisrael v'esu'em tzitzis. Avlim asa osa Yisrael, but if a Jew makes the tzitzis, below kavana, without the proper intent, it's kosher. So what does this mean if a Jew makes them? What's the Jew doing? He's stringing them, he's spinning the wool. Unclear from the Rambam. So immediately the Kesef Mishnah pipes up and says, well, one second. If the sewing is being done by a Jew without kavana, then it's automatically pasul. That's no good. That's a given because that's an integral part. But if a Jew is attaching the tzitzis to the beged, you know, he's stringing it through and making that first knot without thinking what he's doing, it's still kosher, says the Rambam. That's how the Kesef Mishnah understands the Rambam. The Rush disagrees, and he bases off another Gemara, but it seems to be clear that a Jew has to have kavana when he is tying on the strings onto the beged. So you have a Machlokas Rambam and the Rush. If you put on your strings onto your beged without thinking or saying, I'll get to that point in a second, with shame tzitzis, it's either going to the Rambam, still fine, according to the Rush, it's no good. Says Shulchan Aruch, Hito Yisrael tzitzis bebeged below kavana. If a Jew ties on his tzitzis onto his clothes without kavana, im ein tzitzis achirim, if he's got no other pair, v'achshiro yes lismoch ala Rambam shemachshir. You can rely on the Rambam, but avo lo yivarech alav. It's a pretty strict ruling. So in other words, if you think that you're so frum, you're binding your own tzitzis, you don't say anything when you're doing it. You're busy watching the Super Bowl when you're doing it. Looking at it, instead of knitting, you're making tzitzis, and you put on your strings through the hole and you tie it. You're not doing anything. According to the Shulchan Aruch, you're not going to make a bracha on those tzitzis when you wear them. Pretty strict halacha. Comes along the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah just points out we're talking about you only have to have kavana for when you put it through and make the first knot. The rest of the knots you don't have to say it. Fine, but the first knot you still have to have kavana. So now comes the million-dollar question. Let's say you don't say l'shem tzitzis, but what are you thinking about when you're stringing that string through there? You may be watching the Super Bowl, but you don't think that you're crocheting a scarf for your mother. What you think that you're doing is, obviously implicit in that stringing, is making tzitzis. So now the question becomes, is that enough, or do you have to actually say l'shem tzitzis out loud when you do it? So the Mishnah Berurah has a very big chiddush, and he says, listen to this line, he says, Tzarech lizar lechadchila, ideally you have to be careful, kol d'matliya, before you tie it babeged, sheyotzi besfasov, that it comes out of your lips, beferish expressly, shetole kol elu atzitzis l'shem tzitzis. You have to say the words l'shem tzitzis. Similar concept we have by matzah. You have to say l'shem matzah. Fine. Comes along the Baralach and says, well, let's say you don't say it. Can you still make a bracha on those tzitzis that you thought was going to be for tzitzis, but you didn't say it? Says the Baralach, well, maybe you could rely on a svek sveka, meaning it's a double doubt. Maybe we pass in like the Rambam that says you don't need to have kavana at all. And even if you pass in like the Rosh that you need kavana, maybe kavana by intent is sufficient, and you don't have to actually speak it out. Says the Baralacha, maybe b'dieved, you're fine. You can make a bracha on such tzitzis. He also then throws out a one-liner, which is very controversial, and we'll see this in a minute. He says, well, anyway, what are you thinking about when you're making your tzitzis? Of course you're thinking about the tzitzis, because otherwise why would you be adding strings to your bag? You're not making some, like, scarf. You're making tzitzis. So therefore, says the Be'er Halacha, presumably it's fine b'di'eved.
How do we pass from Dvarim Shebelev?
Yeah, so Dvarim Shebelev, it's also like really Kavana. Kavana Shebelev should be sufficient as well. When you have davening, the Kavana, and we'll see that in a second, says the Netziv, so he writes a letter to the Mishnah Berurah around the same time as the Mishnah Berurah was just printed, the Netziv from Lajan, he writes a letter, and he says, Milvad, besides the fact, Shelo Re'inu Avoseinu Shenoago Kach, our Tatas, our Zedas, whoever said when they're making tzitzis, l'shem tzitzis, never saw it before, says the Netziv. He says, besides the fact, gam lashna Shulchan Aruch, exactly your point. The language of Shulchan Aruch says, b'li kavana, if you do it without kavana, mevor, t'lo tzarech el kavana b'makshava. You just need kavana means intent. Kavana doesn't mean that you say out loud, l'shem tzitzis. You don't need that. And then he goes on and explains. He says that the whole makar of this is that by the sewing, you need it to be lishma as well. When you sew the fringes themselves, you're making the actual strings. And he says, where does that come from? It comes from a Mordechai that says, in order to make a karban kodesh, you need to say it out loud. Because otherwise, he says, shchitas behema eino l'shem pesach o l'shem ola. Unless you say this base animal is for a karban pesach, why are you slicing its neck off? Probably just to make yourself a hamburger. You have to therefore say, if you want it to be a karban pesach, I hereby make this into a karban pesach. But, he says, umishumachi v'yakir's piv, you need a mouth dafka v'lo dai makshava. So too by the sewing. If you're just sewing cloth in your house, forget about a beged. You're making strings. You could be making those strings to make your mother a nice, pretty, you know, Mother's Day scarf. You could be doing that. So therefore, for the sewing aspect of the tzitzis, you need to expressly say, this is for tzitzis. But when you tie strings to the corner of a four-cornered beged, no one is doing that, says the Netziv, unless it's for the mitzvah of tzitzis, he says. And therefore, he says, you don't need to speak it out. Even though you're not actually thinking lishma necessarily, you have to actually think it. Who else ties strings to clothes? Intent is enough, because obviously the facts, the circumstance around what you're doing mean that you have kavana. And therefore says the Netziv, even l'chatchila, you don't need to speak it out. Aruch HaShulchan as well says, simply having machshava is sufficient. I saw the final word is the Piskei Tshuva, as he writes, the Rosh Hashanah Zalman Arbach says that machshava is sufficient. You don't have to speak it out. Why? Because it's only tashmishei mitzvah. It's not like a tashmishei kedusha. When you make tefillin, which is a davar kadosh itself, has kedusha to it, so then you already have to expressly give a kedusha. Mitzvah tzitzis, I'm not belittling tzitzis, but it's a mitzvah. You could throw out tzitzis when it's done. You could treat it with a lower level of kedusha than tefillin, and therefore giving it kedusha is a lower level. We'll end with the final word of the Avnei Yoshve. He gives, the fine handler gives you a great etzah. You should always do this if you're the type of person who likes to make your own tzitzis. I'm definitely not one of those people. But if you are one of those people, he says, I've got a lot of svaros chazakos. There's strong svaros. Shelo tzarech lomer beferush l'shma. You don't have to say actually l'shem tzitzis every time you hang it and add it to your clothes. Why? He says, first you have the svar that we just said, that presumably when you add these strings, it's for tzitzis. But also he says, make a t'nai. The first time you do it, shela olam every time kol pam shu tola tzitzis bebeged kavanosu l'shem mitzis tzitzis. If you say the first time that you add the first strings, the first time you ever do it, here I'm adding strings to this beged for tzitzis, and every single other time they add white strings to my clothes, that's for tzitzis. That is enough of kavana for the next 70, 80, 90 years of your life that you don't have to actually verbally express it anymore. And that's, I guess, the best thing to do. So if the sum up is you really should say it out loud. If you're one of those people who always like to make your own tzitzis, just say it the first time, according to the Avnei Yoshve. I now hereby, every time I add strings to my beged, that's l'shem mitzis tzitzis, and then you are fine. Question is, would that work for matzah as well? Presumably it would work if you, according to this Avnei Yoshve, if you're the first time you make the matzahs at the beginning of the day, maybe that counts if you're sitting in the chair all day and all you're doing is making matzahs, presumably that would count. You don't have to actually read on the wall every time, but I'm not sure. I don't think that's the minig of the matzah factories. Shkoyach.